Lone Star Brahma Hockey on KATX. Listen all season as we bring you up to date on all things Brahmas. Interviews with coaches, players, and more featuring in-depth details about previous games as well as upcoming matchups. It's Lone Star Brahma Hockey with your host, Matthew Householder.
It's Brahma Talk, and on the line with us this morning, unfortunately, weren't able to get a hold of Coach Jeff Potter, but we have none other than Mr. Chad Seward, a good old friend that we have interviewed quite a few times. Chad, how are we doing this morning?
I'm doing great. How are you doing, Matthew?
Oh, man, I'm hanging in there best I can. I'm looking forward to some cooler weather temperatures this weekend.
Absolutely. Looking forward to it.
Well, Chad, you are the director of tickets, correct?
That is correct.
I know that you wear multiple hats, however, around the the Brahma family there at NITEX. But we've had you on multiple times, especially when once we found out about the Lone Star Brahmas, you know, coming into existence, so to speak. But I got to come out last week and sit down, speak with Coach Potter. You know, got to watch some practice, met Coach Wildfong for the first time, which was awesome. And then, unfortunately, the Brahmas ended up going 0-2 on Friday and Saturday night. However, there's a factor that some people that didn't watch the game weren't aware of, and that's the fact that Coach Dan Wildfong is a little bit under the weather, so to speak.
Yes. Coach Wildfong, for the first time in his coaching career, was out of commission. He had a Coach Potter can probably tell you the story better whenever you get him on, but right. As he said, Friday before they went out for warm-ups, Dan was complaining of some stomach pain or mid-body pain, and he was having a real hard time just standing up. And they consulted with the Corpus medical staff, who said, "I think you've got a kidney stone. That's kind of what it looks like." So Dan obviously didn't coach that game Friday. Had to go back to the hotel, was in a lot of pain. Went to the hospital, and there in Corpus, and didn't find anything. Couldn't find the reason. He fought through the night as best he could, and in the morning his wife made the smart decision to fly him back to the Metroplex. And a little bit more drama there is his plane got diverted to Tyler due to a thunderstorm that was rolling through, so he had a friend pick him up at Tyler and drive him back to Fort Worth, where he went through a couple days of medical testing. But long story longer, they found the problem. He has a inflamed gallbladder that was hiding a small kidney stone there, and a little bit of a cyst growing on there. So he is under doctor's orders to rest, which is very hard for him to do. But steroids, pain meds, mother meds, rest, and hopefully we can get him back in action without having to resort to any surgery. So glad the good doctors found out what's going on, and now he has to just sit back and watch through fast hockey and try to get better.
Well, our prayers and best wishes with Coach Wildfong and his family. I know that it's a very, very painful experience that he's dealing with right now. And so we do encourage you to rest, Coach. We do encourage you to rest, but we are excited once we're able to hear of your return back to coaching for the Brahmas. But over the weekend, the Brahmas do go 0-2, and the first night, I think it was mainly because it was just kind of a shock to the boys not having Coach Wildfong there on the ice with them, and it showed in their play. I'm not going to recap everything. It was just a rough game, we'll call it that.
Yeah.
And then on the second night, however, the Brahmas showed a lot more promise as they came out, scored early on in the first period. However, the Corpus Ice Rays end up scoring as well. And then Corpus continues to score. They end up scoring three unanswered goals. and that was all the way down into the third period. Then the Brahmas end up pulling the goalie, score with, I think, 36 seconds left on the clock, pull the goalie one more time. However, a breakaway by the Ice Rays seals the deal as they shoot the puck into the open net. And, you know, another rough loss for the Brahmas, but at the same time, you have to understand that, you know, this whole issue with Coach Wildfong, a lot of unanswered questions at the time, had to be difficult on those players.
Yeah, it was very difficult on the players for sure. Coach Potter had to fill both sets of shoes, and it was a little bit of a strain on him. And another unseen factor is we only had 4D playing that night. Mueller and Soyevev were back here in Fort Worth resting injuries, and I think we had a couple more bumps and bruises during that 8-0 shellacking on Friday. So with only 4D, I think the legs just gave out a little bit towards the end of that game there Saturday, and they fought hard and they were in it, and we'll come back with a full bench and see how it goes next time.
Well, the next games that will be upcoming will be in Topeka, Kansas this weekend. Both games beginning at 7:15. And what's the mascot there for that team?
I believe it's a Roadrunner.
The Topeka Roadrunners. Yes, it is. I was sitting here trying to pull it up. This computer I have is horrible. But the Roadrunners so far, I believe, are off to a pretty decent start, and it should be a very good game. Again, you can watch those through fasthockey.com. But, Chad, as we have you on the line, instead of one of the coaches, I want to ask you one of the things that you've been most impressed with this year with the Brahmas.
I would say the thing I've been most impressed with the Brahmas has been their work ethic. They're not just coming in for a 10 in the morning skate, get a little bit of a sweat on, and then they're done for the day. They're doing team workouts during the midday at a gym, Just Fitness there in Hearst, Texas, and they're doing a lot of off ice stuff together, and then they're working really hard in practice. Sometimes those practices push an hour and a half, 2 hours of just hard skating. Hard work will eventually pay off, and these guys have been really hard at it, and it's been kind of inspiring to watch there.
No doubt about it. Getting to watch some of the practice last week, this is the first time I've ever witness fully a hockey practice. And so I sat there, and I've caught bits and pieces of practices before, but I actually got to sit down and just watch, and there's just so much going on at one time, back and forth between the frontline players, the third, fourth line players, and then the defensive players all over the ice together working in unison. And that was one thing I was impressed with, was the fact that they just kept trying to strive to perfect these plays that they were setting up.
Yeah, absolutely. They're not just out there skating circles or anything. They're running hardcore pro style drills, and I've seen a million Brahmas practices over the years, and I've participated in my own low level practices, and I'm still confused as to what's going on out there with them, because it's fast and furious. And hey, it should be, because obviously the league's not going to just stand around and wait for us to pass them. So these kids have got to keep working and working and working. So good stuff.
Well, you, Chad, are much like myself. We've grown up out in West Texas. You from Abilene, me of course here from Eastland, but both of us have a passion for hockey that just won't stop. And you've gotten yourself in with the Lone Star Brahma hockey organization and continue to do a terrific job with them. There's a term that we refer to around here called the Jote. Do you know what the Jote is?
No idea.
It's the J-O-A-T, the Jack of All Trades. And so I think that maybe you should just go ahead and get that on your business card.
I might next time we make them, I might add the Jote on there.
There you go. Well, again, the Brahmas head out to Topeka, Kansas, 7:15. The puck drops. You can watch it at fasthockey.com if you're not able to make the trip. However, this month, the Brahmas come back home, and October 25th, they're going to be doing a magnet schedule. You're going to be handing out magnet schedules?
Yeah, we'll have magnet scheduled giveaway on the 25th, and then on the 26th, we'll have a costume contest at the Center Ice First Intermission. Your friend in the Speedo could come up with another costume.
I know he's listening this morning, and you just made his day. But, you know, now since we have you on and we have a another minute or two here, I want to ask you some of the upcoming events this year that you're really looking forward to.
Sure. You know, I always look forward to the costume contest to see how, you know, what the kiddos are wearing out there and see their enthusiasm and smiling faces. Really looking forward to Youth Jersey Night this year. It's January 18th. It's always traditionally a very packed game, but this year we've had a lot of early interest from some large groups, including a large group of adventure guys and adventure princesses. So it should sell out actually early. So we're looking forward to that. And, you know, military appreciation on November 27th, I believe. I don't have to schedule.
Yeah, it's the 27th. They're actually going to have a military skate.
Yes, we're going to have a skate with players right after the game. And we should be doing some sort of military jersey that we'll auction off for a local military charity there. So that's always a fun one right before Thanksgiving. A lot of families in town. And, you know, the other thing I'm looking forward to is playoff hockey.
Right.
I know with one win, it's hard to think about that, but we'll find a way and we'll make it happen.
You know, I have the utmost faith in the Lone Star Brahma hockey organization to reach those playoffs this year. One of the main nights I'm looking forward to comes around the March time frame for that Star Wars night.
Oh yes. Star Wars night. Can't wait. This will be the third year. And were you there last year for Star Wars night?
I didn't get to make it, but I think I saw some of the pictures from it.
Yeah, there was a 7 foot tall Wookiee. Just mind-boggling costumes, the lengths that these guys in the 501st Legion go to make these things absolutely correct and accurate, just as they were in the movies. Fun night, and you should definitely check that one out. If you come to only one game, that should be the one game you come to.
All right. Well, Chad, I want to thank you so much for joining us this morning. Again, check out the Lone Star Brahma Hockey as they will be in action this weekend, Friday and Saturday, beginning at 7:15 in Topeka, Kansas. Check it out at fasthockey.com, or you can find that site through Lone Star Brahma's hockey as well as the audio from this session. I want to thank you again, Chad Seward, for joining me.
Yeah, thank you.
And we will talk to you again sometime in the near future, I'm sure.
Somewhere down the road, you bet.
Again, best wishes to Coach Wildfalling. This has been another segment of Brahma Talk.
Thanks for tuning in for Lone Star Brahma Hockey.
There we go, there we go.
Continue to listen all season for details of games directly from the players and coaches.
Go, boy, let's go. Come on, boys, get that net. Come on, boys, come on, boys.
To listen to this episode or previous, head over to LoneStarBrahmas.com or find them on Facebook.
Yeah, baby.
Lone Star Brahmas on KATX.